Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of Filene's 2019 Big Bright Minds here in Durham, North Carolina, practically on the campus of Duke University. It's like right across the street over there. And also, as I'm looking outside, this is a beautiful time of the year to be in a beautiful part of the country, North Carolina, as the fall is definitely here with all the fall colors. Just a gorgeous place outside for sure. And we're here reporting on the Big Bright Minds. What happened today? What's going to happen tomorrow? Having folks here in the studio lounge. And I just want to do a quick day one recap of what happened today. And then we'll proceed on with our studio lounge interviews for you guys. But to start out things, Mr. Mark Meyer, the fearless leader of Filene Research Institute, actually the president and CEO of Filene. He did a great introduction to kick things off. And then Mr. George Hoffheimer, the Executive Vice President and Chief Research and Development Officer, came on stage to provide his extraordinarily unique MC and Q&A duties with speakers. And speaking of speakers, Filene just has a stellar lineup of speakers every time they do their one of their conferences, and they certainly delivered here once again today. They started out with Princeton University's Professor of Sociology, Frederick Wary, who spoke on dignity and debt, why we need financial citizenship today, and is essentially, we had him here in the studio lounge as well, and is essentially how credit unions can protect their members who are in debt, and there's a myriad of ways to do that, which he detailed in his keynote, and he provided a couple of suggestions here in our studio lounge interview as well. So stay tuned for that interview as well. And then the second speaker today was Federal Reserve Bank's lead analyst for the Center for Household Financial Stability, Lowell Ricketts. And he spoke on the insecurity of aging, the retirement savings crisis, and hazards of home ownership. We've been talking about this retirement savings crisis, especially when it deals with Social Security, for some time now. But now it's becoming more and more of a reality. We had him here in the studio lounge as well, talking about that stuff, and it's just fascinating what's going on right now, and it's a big time wake up call, not only for just businesses out there, but our country. So just a great conversation we had with Lowell. The next speaker Filene had up on stage was the University of North Carolina's Senior Associate Dean and Professor of Anthropology, Rudy Colorado Mansfield. I promised him I would pronounce that right, and I botched it as usual. So Colorado Mansfield, who spoke on At the Cutting Edge of Innovation, Lessons from Artisan Entrepreneurs in the Developing World. I apologize, all you artisans out there. But he talked about the power of collaboration within the artisan communities, and how it really likens the credit union community on how we collaborate as well. And Rudy also talked about how these artisans are there. He calls them the ultimate entrepreneurs. And he explains in his keynote and here, actually we had him here in the studio lounge as well. So great stuff from Rudy there. And then we proceeded into the afternoon workshops after a nice hearty lunch. And the conference split up into several groups, and they discussed such topics as debt, savings, innovation, data, work, and outreach. And they kind of prepped them for this afternoon's day away trips that Filene traditionally has for its attendees. They traditionally have these field trips. They go out into the community and find out what's going on and how credit unions are involved and all that good stuff. And so, which I will describe right now, and hopefully we'll have a whole bunch of photos and video as well from everyone out there doing their day away trips. The first one that folks are attending actually right now as I'm doing this, it's called the American Underground at the American Tobacco Campus. And its attendees are visiting the former Lucky Strike cigarette manufacturing plant, which turned into a million square foot of housing, office, and retail space. How they transformed that property into a thriving retail and housing and office space. So really good stuff there. And the next field trip was to the Self-Help Credit Union's affordable housing work, where attendees are visiting a variety of housing developments that Self-Help was involved in, and they also kind of wrangled, I don't want to say wrangled, they got to community partners such as the City of Durham, Duke University, and a whole bunch more to partake and participate and contribute to these affordable housing projects. Really good stuff for sure. Next up on the Day Away agenda here was some attendees got to visit, or they're visiting right now, the IBM Watson and Lab Tour. Very cool. Attendees are taking a deep dive into IBM's work with autonomous vehicles, AI, machine learning, and cybersecurity. Yeah, some really good stuff for sure. And then also the other Day Away trip was to the Common Sense Lab here at the Duke University. It's part of the Center for Advanced Hindsight at Duke University, and they learned how the lab is making people happier, healthier, wealthier through behavioral science. So very interesting stuff for that one. I was going to attend that one, but the bus left early, so I missed out. But anyway, and last but not least, there was a walking tour of Black Durham's financial district, also known as Black Wall Street. It's a historical overview of Black entrepreneurship in Durham, North Carolina. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, again, another stellar lineup of speakers, networking, and then the Day Away field trips. I mean, just another stellar day of just soaking it all in and digesting it, talking about it, and then hopefully going back to the respective credit unions and executing on a lot of these ideas in their own way. So just a great stuff. Filene, once again, just delivers each time, each year with this great content. So that is day one's recap, and I hope you guys join us for our studio lounge interviews, which we will hold as well. And day two recap is coming tomorrow, so stay tuned.